Gold chains, gold bangles, and gold coins, all increasingly expensive. Still, customers keep coming into this Vienna, Virginia jewelry store outside of Washington. One of them is Dia Majumdar.
I wanted to get a little pendant and a little chain.
At a time when many Americans are selling their gold for cash, Indian-born Majumdar is among the many Asian Americans looking to buy for herself and for something to pass on to her daughter and grandchildren.
And those of us who still have kept their gold jewelry know that they have an asset to fall back on.
May Jewelers caters especially to the Asian community. Vice President Vincent Nguyen says Majumdar is not alone.
We get a little bit of both. We have people who save up for months and coming in here and just buying a 1 ounce coin just for investment.
It's a big investment. A gold chain that cost $300 a few years ago now sells for $900 or more.
A lot of our clientele believe in gold if there's a special occasion. It could be an anniversary, it could be a wedding occasion. People buy gold.
For lots of Asian Americans, gold is a safe investment, a hedge against uncertain economic times. For others, the value is much greater.
As we're doing this publication,
Larry Shinagawa directs the Asian American Studies program at the University of Maryland.
It's psychological, isn't it? More than anything else is that you have this sense of having something that is of lasting value in a world that is so transient and so much in turmoil.
But Shinagawa says that cultural comfort is only part of the reason many Asian Americans are snapping up gold and other precious metals.
And there has been about a 60 to 68% drop in the amount of wealth among Asian Americans in a very, very short time period of only 4 years. Much of that is real estate.
It's not just Asian Americans looking to gold to preserve their wealth. Demand for gold has been rising worldwide. India and China leading the way. And for many people, says Professor Anil Gupta with the University of Maryland Smith School of Business, gold remains less risky than many alternatives.
And if I look ahead, at least over the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years, the likelihood of volatility in world economies, in the stock market, is likely to remain high. And at times of volatility, gold is likely to be seen as a relatively safe haven.
For now, that means brisk business for jewelry shops like this one, where some customers are even passing on luxury items like flat-screen TVs to get a little more gold. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.